This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very fortunate to speak with Jay Barbary. He is an author. He is an NBC space correspondent. He's written 10 books, and he will be here on the Florida Tech campus on Friday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. Tickets are available. He will be speaking about his book that he wrote with Neil Armstrong, A Life of Flight. Jay, thanks so much for talking with us today. Well, let's start out with telling him a little bit about your vast history of being involved as a space correspondent.
Well, back in the late 50s, the most exciting place on the planet was Cocoa Beach, Cape Canaveral area, with launches of satellites just started by the Soviet Union. I came down here in 1958. And went to work for WEZY as a traffic reporter. WEZY was a radio station in Cocoa. And I was hired as a stringer on July 21st, 1958 with NBC. And I covered a rocket launch, a Thor Able, that had a mouse in the nose cone. And that started it. And I worked that into a staff job. I have been with NBC now 56 years. I have two more years left on my contract to October 2016. I don't know if I'll retire then or not. I'm 80 years old now. But I'm still working. Don't want to retire. Working out practically every day at the local fitness club. It keeps me going and try to eat right, Terry.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about the book. It's A Life of Flight, The View from Within the Spacesuit.
Neil and I had grown to be pretty good friends, and he wrote the introduction of our book I did with Alan Shepard and Deke Slayton called Moonshot, which went to number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list back in 1994. And it was one of 9 books that I had written up to this point. And Neil and I talked about doing a book on his flight, not a biography. He wanted it just on his flight and the other guys, the Apollo astronauts and all. And so after he passed 2 years ago this month, we were sitting around, we being John Glenn, Jim Lovell, and Tom Stafford, and we were talking about Neil's legacy should be left, and it should be what he wanted. And they told me, says, Jay, you should go ahead and write the book. And sat down, did 3 chapters and outlined, sent it up to New York to my agent, Martha Kaplan, who I'm very, very fortunate. She's the very best agent in New York. She sold the book. It's published by St. Martin's Press, which is the imprint of Macmillan, Macmillan being the largest publisher in the world. The book is published now in Americas, Canada and all, including Australia, New Zealand, Europe. And we're going great guns. 5 days out, we made the New York Times bestseller list at number 24. We have also number 1 now on Amazon and in 2 categories and number 2 in a 3rd category. And the book couldn't be going better. We've been to New York, kicked it off on the Today Show, signed copies at Sony and Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., sat there next to Neil's Apollo 11 spacecraft, and directly over my head was Lindbergh's plane, the Spirit of St. Louis. So we're coming down to FIT. I only live about 10 miles north of the FIT campus, and we're coming down on the 22nd, and I understand they're planning a sit-down dinner, and they'd like for me to say a couple of words and sign books, and I hope everybody will come out, get their book, and I'll be very happy to sign them how they would like them to have them signed.
Well, Jay, thank you so much. Once again, this is an opportunity to hear Jay Barbary speak about his new book. It's a dinner and lecture. It starts at 6 p.m. on Friday, August 22nd. And if you would like to get tickets, 674-8382. Jay, we look forward to seeing you on August 22nd. Thanks for talking with us.
Glad to, Terry.